The Mechaber says, "Akaris Hamagilim Afreya Lo Yatzah." If you read the psukim out of order, you read the last psukim and then the psukim before that, so then you're not yotze. Even if you read the prakim out of order, you're not yotze. As opposed to by Kriyashma, where you can read the parshas out of order, by Purim, by Megillah, you cannot. Kar pasuk echad. If you read a pasuk v'dila gasheni, and then you skip the second pasuk akar shlishi, you read the third parak achazav akar sheni, you go back to read the second again. Or even if you read one word out of order, lo yatza mneshakar lamafreya pasuk echad, because that's reading it backwards. Kate said, "Yasa, what should you do in such a situation if you skip a pasuk? Maschil mi pasuk sheni sheshachach v'korei ala seder. You start from the pasuk that you skipped, and then you read on where you were reading from." Siv Zion, Hakore is a Megillah. Someone who's reading the Megillah al peh by heart, lo yatza de chavaso. You're not yotze if you read the Megillah by heart. The Mechaber already wrote this earlier in Siv Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah says that now that he's just quoting all the halachos that the Rambam brings down from Siv Zayin and on, he brings this one down also. Siv Ches, Halois Shashamas HaMegillah, Haksuva B'lashon HaKodesh, Ubekisvei HaKodesh, Afal Pisha Eni Odeh Mahim Omrim Yatzadei Chavaso. If someone doesn't speak Hebrew, but they hear it in Hebrew, they are Yotze even if they don't understand it. The Mishnah Berurah points out this is true because the pasuk says Ha'achsteranim b'nei haramachim, and we don't even really know what that means, and yet we're still yotze. The reason is because it's all about pirsumei nisa, and even l'chachila, the people are yotze if they don't understand it, and that's why amei ha'aretz who don't understand are still going to be yotze. Is it really true that we don't understand the words Ha'achsteranim b'nei haramachim? So the Rivash says in the name of the Ran that it's just, the Chachmei HaTalmud knew what the meaning was. It just means the majority of people don't understand what they mean. The Chachmei HaTalmud knew because they had a Masorah as to what it meant. The Mishnah Berurah then quotes the Prima Gadim for the third time. He says that every Yari Shemayim should have a Megillah in front of them, in their hands, to read word for word quietly. Not just to make sure that if they miss a word, then they should say the word, but rather they should read every word quietly along with the Baal Korei, because as the Mishnah Berurah says, it's impossible to hear every word exactly from the Shaliach Tzibur, so therefore you should read every word along in case you miss one. Many disagree with this. That is the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. The reason that some disagree with it is there's a machlokus between the Chazon Ish and the Brisker Rav. When you read to yourself quietly, is that still considered to be reading it b'tzibur with the minyan, or now that you're reading quietly, you no longer get the Mila of reading the Megillah with a minyan? The Chazon Ish says it still counts as a korei b'tzibur, whereas the Brisker Rav said that it does not count as a korei b'tzibur. And even though this is true, some say in the name of the Brisker Rav that that's only when you don't read it word for word exactly at the same time. But if you read it exactly at the same time as Shliach Tzibur, then it is called korei b'tzibur. And this is what Rav Steinman says, that the Brisker Rav himself used to read word for word along with the Shliach Tzibur because he felt he was able to do so. But others think that they can't read exactly word for word at the exact moment with the Shaliach Tzibur, so that's why the Brisker Rav would say not to do so. So, once you follow their posuk as to how to act appropriately, whether you should read word for word along with Shaliach Tzibur, or just try and follow along, and if you think you missed a word, so then you could read that word in its place. Siv Tes, Haisaksuva Targum, Oblashon Acheres, Melshonos Ha'akum, if it was written in a different language, Lo Yasadei Chavaso B'Kriyasa Ela Makir Oso Lashem Avad, only someone who understands that language can be Yotze. But if it's written in Ivri and you read it in Aramaic, so then you're not Yotze. Shinim Tzuzo Kori Al Peh, because that's like reading by heart. And since the Kore is not Yotze, because he's not reading appropriately, so then the people here aren't Yotze either. You don't have to worry about how it's written in script or Ashuris or whatever. Just matters what language it's written in. But ideally, it should be written in Ksav Ashuris. Many poskim say it should be written in Ksav Ashuris. And that's what we do. We're sure to read from an actual Ksav Ashuris. So if Yod Misha Yodea Laz, Yodea Ashuris, Eni Yotze Belaz. Someone who knows another language and they know the Hebrew, they're not Yotze in another language. Yeshua Misha Yotze. Some say you are Yotze. But again, L'chachila, we say that you should only read it in Hebrew if possible.